Now that lawmakers have returned to Washington after their Memorial Day recess, one item at the top of their list is the Farm Bill. It includes new work requirements to a program intended to provide food to low-income families. WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story on how it's splitting lawmakers from our region, but not always following party lines.
Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Glenn Thompson currently represents a sprawling district that stretches from Lake Erie almost to Harrisburg. He chairs the Nutrition Subcommittee that took the lead in adding new work requirements to this year's Farm Bill. He's proud of the changes they made to what used to be food stamps, but is now called SNAP. Thompson says they made sure to exempt single parents with kids too young for school from new work requirements.
But for everyone else, we want them to have better access to skills-based education. And this doesn't create new bureaucracies. This actually builds on what we already do under two existing laws.
The GOP proposal is estimated to save some $20 billion from the SNAP program, in part by requiring able-bodied adults to do job training programs for a minimum of 20 hours a week in order to keep getting SNAP. Thompson calls it a no-brainer.
Quite frankly, for those individuals who are work-capable adults, 18 to 59, who are not disabled, and also don't have children in the household that are not in school yet, we give them better access to more effective skills-based education. And so what's not to like? I don't know why the other side is politicizing what we're doing.
But two Democrats from our region are also on the Agriculture Committee. They're raising a fit over the proposed changes to SNAP. Delaware Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester estimates that the proposed changes would mean more than 1 million people nationwide will be moved off the program in a decade. She calls that unacceptable.
There's a missed opportunity because we all believe in work and that work is important. But what they want to do is create a massive new work program that is untested and underfunded.
There are currently 10 pilot programs focused on job training for low-income families who use SNAP. One is in Delaware. That's why Rochester is wondering why the GOP is barreling ahead with changes to the program without the results from the pilots.
It is focused on really providing the supports and the training to help people on food stamps to go to work. And again, what we're hearing, the pilots aren't finished until 2019. So my question to the committee was, why are we putting the cart before the horse? Why don't we find out what the research shows, what's best practice, and then make those kind of changes?
Rochester says what's more concerning is that the GOP is proposing new stiff penalties that could leave low-income families without food. Under the GOP plan, people who don't meet certain requirements could lose the benefit for 12 months, and the second infraction leaves them ineligible for 3 years. Rochester says that's unfair.
This is food on the table. These are children. The majority of people on SNAP are seniors, people with disabilities, and children. And so just the impact of it, I think we need to go back to the drawing board and do something that really benefits all Americans.
The Farm Bill is sweeping legislation that includes many subsidies and crop supports for the nation's farmers. So the committee in charge of it has always been filled with farm state lawmakers. But the committee also includes many urban lawmakers who use the Farm Bill to feed their low-income constituents. That's why Philadelphia Democrat Dwight Evans says he's so disappointed Democrats didn't get any input in this year's bill.
This is, my understanding, not what the Farm Bill was supposed to be about. Food is not Democrat or Republican, and it's not poor or rich. I mean, I don't know how they can think that this is going to go anywhere. I don't think this is good sound sense. I always thought the Agriculture Committee was about bringing people together, and they just, to me, are just going in the wrong direction.
This year, the Farm Bill is House Resolution, or H.R. 2, and the massive tax overhaul was H.R. 1. Evan says that's not an accident.
So this is really to pay for the tax package, you know, Social Security, Medicaid, and with the SNAP program, all to pay for the taxes that they voted through House Resolution 1. So really, this is a back doorway, matter of fact, a front doorway, that they want to pay for the tax scam that they have.
GOP members in our region are split on the proposal. South Jersey Republican Tom MacArthur supports it.
I think that's fair to the taxpayer to make sure that working-age, fully-abled people are either looking for work or getting employed or getting educated. We want to help needy people. We don't want to enable people that are in a different category.
But New Jersey Republican Leonard Lance says he thinks GOP leaders are making a mistake. He says he doesn't think voters put Republicans in charge of Washington in order to overhaul the nation's safety net programs.
I think the election last time hinged on a variety of issues. I'm not sure that was at the top of the list.
Far-right conservatives helped tank the farm bill a couple weeks ago because they're demanding a separate vote on immigration. Now GOP leaders have promised them that vote. So after that, the GOP is expected to take up the farm bill again, and they aren't making changes to win over Democrats. That means they'll need to convince more moderate Republicans to support the bill. Lawmakers in our region could be key to getting it over the finish line, or tanking it altogether. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.